It's October, which means it's time. 31 days, 31 podcasts.
31 days, 31 podcasts.
31 podcasts. It's helpful, so I'm Tonto.
Everybody, it's Friday. We got to get down on Friday, October 6th. Part of what we're doing this year, we're going to do something a little different. Well, in a little addition, I guess. I felt like because we're going to be doing some stuff that maybe invites a little darkness into the room here, that we got to do some stuff to protect myself, right? So engaging in a few activities in order to maybe mitigate some of the risk we're going to face. So one of the things that I came up with that sounds like it would be pretty helpful is something called a witch bottle. So a witch bottle is what they call a counter-magical device used by witches and non-witches to protect against witchcraft, right? These go way back, like 17th century or something like that, right? And so one of the earliest descriptions is from this kind of folk tale. So let's see. We'll see if we can even read this, or if this is like some Shakespeare bullshit. For an old man that traveled up and down the county and had some acquaintance at that house, calling in and asking the man of the house how he did and his wife, he told them that himself was well, but his wife had been a long time in languishing condition. Well, this is rough. And that she was haunted with a thing in the shape of a bird that would flir near to her face, and that she could not enjoy her natural rest well. The old man bid him and his wife be of good courage. It was but a dead sprite, he said. And that's R-I-G-H-T, not like a sprite soda. Sprite never dies. And he would put him in the course to rid his wife of this languishment and trouble. He therefore advised him to take a bottle and put his wife's urine into it, together with pins and needles and nails, and cork them up and set the bottle to the fire well corked, which when it had felt a while the heat of the fire began to move and joggle a little. But he for sureness took... Okay. So here's the thing. Basically, a witch bottle is a bottle that is meant to trick a witch or witchcraft away from you and to the bottle, right? So somebody would make this bottle, and, you know, historically it would have urine, hair, or fingernails, or red thread. And then some later were filled with, like, rosemary, needles and pins, and red wine. And then it's buried in the furthest corner of the property, or it's placed in an inconspicuous spot in the house. And it's believed that after being long buried, the bottle captures evil, which is impaled on the pins and needles, drowned by the wine, and sent away by the rosemary. Sometimes seawater or earth are used instead. There are all different kinds of bottles. Another variation is within the disposal of the bottle. Some are thrown into a fire, and when they exploded, the spell was broken, which supposedly, or the witch was killed. And the witch bottle was believed to be active as long as it was hidden and unbroken. People would go through a lot of trouble hiding their bottles. Those were underneath a fireplace were found only after the building had been torn down or had disappeared. In ancient times, the bottles were made of stone and contained rusty nails, urine, thorns, hair, menstrual blood, and pieces of glass, wood, and bone. So I looked into this a little further and didn't take a lot of looking to find a witch's library, which is my source for pagan information. And this is kind of the tried and true basic witch bottle that they said, intended to protect the maker and the home and family. So what does this person suggest? So you get a glass, earthenware, stone bottle with a tightly closing cap. So that's not too bad. Protective gloves for handling items you'll be putting in the bottle. Okay. Wax or candles to seal the bottle. Black is a good choice. That seems like a sales going on there, but okay. Another jar for going to the potty if you don't have one. Aiming isn't that easy, blah, blah, blah. So you need a jar to pee into. I like how they said potty. Like, that's, you know. I'm talking about trying to get rid of a witch's spell here. I can hear toilet. Then you want to put in your nasties. Nails, rusty and bent. Pieces of barbed wire, thorns, burns, burrs, pieces of glass and or mirror, needles, etc. Now you've got some things to choose from this next category. Menstrual blood if you're a lady, or semen if you're a male. You can drain the menstrual blood from your menstrual pads or tampons. In order to get semen, well, you do know how to get it. I do. I always get my man. Let's put it that way. If I had a motto for masturbation, it's that guy always gets his man. Word of advice, though, if you're using sex magic as a part of your witch bottle building ritual, try to remember you were supposed to collect some of the semen to use in the bottle. What? It's not that easy to collect it out of your partner, you know. Oh, gross. You could also do blood. You can also add your pubic or other hair to represent yourself. An egg can also be included. Just an egg, I guess. So I can put some pubes in there instead of semen. Preliminary preparations. Gather all the items. All right. So here's the deal, guys. We're going to make a witch bottle today. Needs to happen. I need to stay safe. And as we discussed, I would like you to make your own witch bottles and hide them in your home. So if you want to come along with me, we're going to get a jar. We're going to get some urine. We're going to get some nails. And we're going to get some pubes. So, give me about 5 seconds of your time, which is going to be 30 seconds of my time, and I will collect the materials. Great. You just heard me shave my pubes. What a day for you. But as if that wasn't enough, let's get the urine in there. That's a lot more urine than I planned. Okay, I made a mistake. I filled too much urine in. So then I was trying to dump it out, and I dumped out my pubes. So I got to get more pubes. This is not for amateurs, I'm learning. Okay, now I've got just a little urine and a lot of pube. All right, last and least, because, you know, this is pee and pube. I have some I have drywall anchor screws. So I figure this will be extra effective because if the witch used to be a landlord, they fucking hate these things. Put the top on. And now I have to hide it in my apartment. All right, the trap is set. I think. Let's see. Waning moon is ideal. Well, it's a little late for that. My body fluids represent me. Okay. I think we did it. I think we have a witch bottle. So here's the thing. You need to make your own witch bottle. Now you can find your own recipes online if that's not what you're looking to go for there. But hey, if you want to be eligible for the greatness that will be the sort of end reward, end goal of Potoween 2017, I'm going to need you to make that witch bottle. All right. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good rest of your Friday, having listened to my pee.